And on that particular day, which was March 5th, I had a 10-mile run. It was a Sunday afternoon, and I ran down to Golden Gardens, which is a popular park and beach in Seattle.
She stops to use a public bathroom. She's washing her hands.
And I was there, kind of got like that feeling of like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Turned around, and there was a homeless man behind me, and I was completely cornered. And he kind of came at me like kind of like a bear. He threw me down to the floor, turned me onto my, got me on my stomach, had my left arm pinned, was pulling at my pants. And I had just taken self-defense, where they teach us, like, if you can be more trouble to your attacker than he perceives you to be worth, then that can help you escape. So yeah. I was trying to show him, like, I'm not afraid of you. Like, you should be afraid of me. And I was just screaming, not today, motherfucker. I will fucking kill you. Like, I was so mad.
She tears herself away and runs out of the bathroom. And there are some people outside. They rush over to help her. One of them's got a carabiner, which they use to lock the attacker in the bathroom. The attacker goes to jail, and Kelly, she's rushed to the hospital. A couple of days later, she posts on Instagram about what had happened to her, and the news picks it up, and it goes viral. Like, it's everywhere.
A woman says she was able to fight off a man who was trying to
rape her. A shocking Instagram post sending chills and inspiration to women everywhere.
It shows. And then Kelly starts getting hundreds of messages. Most of them are people saying, you're a hero. What you did was amazing. Then there's like a subsection. She says like maybe 10% of the emails are people who are like, you should have been carrying a gun or another weapon.
That's so crazy.
Or there are some people like trying to promote their products through her. So there's like, they're like, we're sending you a free body scrub. Tag us on Instagram.
Oh my God. That's really fucking obnoxious.
And then the last group of people are people who have experienced like sexual assault or sexual abuse and are emailing her to like share their story or like say that she was an inspiration to them in some way.
That's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
So when people started writing to me, I was replying to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became impossible to manage, and it was becoming really overwhelming and stressful. And I was the trauma of what I went through, I couldn't function normally.
It's, yeah.
Your body, it doesn't let go. It doesn't move on physiologically or mentally.
And she feels like she just can't respond to these emails anymore, but they haunt her.
And I hope it doesn't sound like I'm not grateful, because I'm incredibly grateful. And I love that people like, you know, want to connect with me now that I've realized how much better I feel by walking away.
Yeah.
I feel really guilty.
And there's this other problem, which is like, there's not really escaping these messages. Like they're just clogging every avenue of her life. Like she wants to go to Instagram and see her friend's new kid. And, you know, there's like 400 unread messages in her Instagram inbox.
It's like having like when something happens and like all news media like descends on somebody's lawn. Like it's like
exactly
that, but just with the way she would like virtually experience her community.
Right. And at one point in our conversation, she just makes like this offhand joke.
Do you want to read all my emails and respond for me?
Would that be like a good... Like, do you wish someone would come in and respond to them? Like, is that an actual thing that you would like to do, to have make happen?
Love that. Yes, absolutely. Huh. Absolutely. That would just take I would feel a huge sense of relief.